The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Hello. Hello, we're on. Sorry. Hello, we're on. Good morning, Great Britain. Morning, everybody. Oh, right.
Tuesday, hey?
Lord, what a day yesterday was. Can't tell you anything about it. Maybe in the future. In a few days, I will. But anyway, hello, good morning. We're here. And welcome to Tuesday. It's a beautiful looking day in London, in Leicester Square. The sun is shining. It's cold.
It's really cold.
It's going to be nice today, isn't it?
It is. I'm playing golf today. It's perfect weather for golf.
21.
Is it getting hotter?
21. It's kind of, the weekend is not looking great. So there's rain coming at the weekend.
Oh, that's good. But thank God, because I've got 3 gigs this weekend, all of them outdoors.
Well, that's just where we are. Hopefully you might be all right where you are.
Where are you again?
Cornwall.
Hang on.
Cornwall.
Or Devon.
Yeah.
Exeter or Brighton.
Friday's looking okay. Is it Friday you're in Cornwall?
Carlion Bay, I'm in.
Yeah.
I've never been before. All I know... Do you know, I'm huge down there.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm huge.
Pepper, I am huge down there.
Oh, yeah,
I
am.
All right, big head.
Well, good for you.
I got so many gigs down that area.
Yeah.
Cornwall, Devon, all around there, Newquay and...
Love it down there.
Yeah, so do I.
Mm.
But it's miles away.
That's the only problem with Cornwall, it's miles away.
And as it stands, I'm heading there Friday. Friday, you know, the nice quiet day on the roads.
That's it, the bank holiday Friday.
And then I'm driving on bank holiday, and then I'll be coming back from Oop North. It's a bit of a dartboard tour this weekend, but I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. But
you enjoy it, don't you?
I do. I love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Playing Mr. DJ Boy. Put your hands in the air and put them down again. That was fun, wasn't it?
Do you have like regular fans who follow you around? You know, like
groupies.
Take that and that. Groupies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm fighting them off with a stick.
No, but I mean,
in fact, some
faces.
Of them have sticks.
And familiar dogs. Faces who follow you around.
We got, the other weekend, we did a gig in Norwich, and then the next day was Coventry, and we had a couple that came to both.
Really?
That's good. That's really good.
They
super
love it.
Fans.
And you always see a few Chris Miles t-shirts, a few Chris Miles hoodies.
Nice.
Depending upon the venue, the hoodie's either a good idea or a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Sweaty room, nightclub, hoodie, not great idea.
No.
Outdoors, sun goes down, great idea.
Yeah. Wear a t-shirt underneath and then tie it round your waist.
Layers.
The
in
t-shirt.
It.
Tie your hoodie. And then tie your hoodie.
And then when you need the hoodie, pop it on. Pop it on.
It's a great
tip. You're right.
It's a good idea,
great
isn't
tip.
It? Jumpers and hoodies.
Fashion tips from Pippa. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
Nobody, right?
No.
We were just talking about today's guest.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was a man called Humphrey Kerr, who's been on the show before.
Yeah.
Now, what's his... Do I have his title of what is actually his job is?
I've been put in executive director of Wrexham. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And the exec producer of Welcome to Wrexham as well.
Anyway, if you've seen the TV show Welcome to Wrexham about Wrexham Football Club, and if you live in Wrexham or you're a fan of Wrexham, you'll know Humphrey is.
Mm.
The fourth series began on Disney Plus last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to watch that. Ryan Reynolds and Rob Thingamajig.
That's it. He loves
McElhenney.
Poor old Rob McElhenney.
I know.
Did you ever listen to that? Oh, I think I did it on the Weekend Roundup, that big thing that Ryan Reynolds put together.
How to pronounce his name.
Oh, it's great. It's
lovely. Yeah.
McElhenney.
But even that song in itself is a sign that Ryan Reynolds is more famous and more successful and more rich than Rob McElhenney.
Yeah.
Because there is Rob got that made and it wouldn't have been cheap.
Yeah. Oh, it was really well put together, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it's Rob's idea. If you've never seen Welcome to Wrexham, it is brilliant. It's a weird little show because some episodes are like 12 minutes long and some episodes are half an hour.
Yeah.
And some episodes are the story of them buying the club and some episodes are things to do with Wales and some things are to do with the club and some things aren't to do with the club. So it's all over the place. But it's really, really interesting.
It's really interesting. It's a bit of a historical snapshot into Wrexham. I always think the landlord in the pub they feature looks like James O'Brien as well. I can't.
He does. And Humphrey knows Rob McElhenney.
Yeah.
They'd worked together. And so I think we discussed this last time, but we'll ask again. I think part of the reason why he's involved is because he's British. And
yes,
he's dealing with Rob and Ryan, who aren't British.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're British, you'll be able to help us.
I think there's a bit of that, isn't there? Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he'll be on later. But just before we start the show, by the way, we're live on Global Player. If you're watching, good morning. How you doing? And if you're not watching, put Global Player on now. You can see us live.
What are you doing?
I'm wearing a lovely white T-shirt.
Put it on. That's nice. What's that got written on it?
Juan Andrea.
Oh. How is she?
It's a really nice but way overly priced restaurant.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Formentera.
Right.
Near the island of Ibiza. On the island of Ibiza, I guess. And when we go away with our friend Stu, Stu likes to buy T-shirts from places where he goes.
Right.
So he bought me this.
Oh, that's nice of him.
I think he bought me this, or I bought as one. I can't remember anymore. The lines get blurred. Anyway, I thought I'd wear it because it's like nice and...
It's still nice and white.
But also, depending on which angle I sit at, I'm wearing a plain T-shirt.
Yes.
Or I'm not. Plain T-shirt. Not. There you go. You only see that on the cameras.
It's a very sunny tee you've got on there.
Tell us about Humphrey Kerr, Dom.
Humphrey Kerr, well, you've said a lot about him, but I was just saying to Pip, he likes being called Hump, apparently. Saw that in an interview. So, you know, when you're speaking to him this morning, call him Hump.
He made this up.
Have I?
Yeah.
Have I made that up?
Have you?
Now. Why would I make that up? Why do I make up such a random thing like he likes to be called Hump?
I can't imagine anyone wants to be called Hump.
Well, it's Humphrey's his name.
Yeah.
And that's takes quite a long time to say it, doesn't it? That's it. This is what he likes.
Do the Humpty Hump. Watch me do the Humpty Hump. So I should play that for him?
Yeah.
And he'll appreciate that?
Pip is generally the first person to meet the guest, aren't you? So I think you should just call him Hump.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I feel as though we're taking away your credit here, because if you've worked it out that he likes to be called Hump, well, you can have all the glory. That's the way I see it.
How do you mean? Well, what do you say?
When he comes in and he sits next to you, you can look him right in the eye and go, Hump?
Yeah.
How you doing, Hump?
Listen, I'm happy.
Old Humpy Humps.
I'm happy to do that.
And then you take the credit.
Okay, well, thank you.
And he'll be like, oh, God, I love being called Humps.
Yeah.
Thanks for it. Hump or Humps?
Hump. You've added an S.
Humps.
Hump.
My hump, my lovely lady hump, lumps, whatever.
Check it
bumps.
Out.
Yeah, he likes Hump, check it out. I'll do that when he sits down next to me. Yeah.
Humpy Dumps?
No, he doesn't like Humpy Dumps.
I watched an interview with him on Korean television.
Right.
And he loves to be called Sweet Cheeks.
Does he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hump Sweet Cheeks?
No, separately.
Sweet Cheeks or Hump.
Do you know what?
I'm going to turn this.
Dom. He likes to be called me, my darling.
Does he?
Yeah.
Hump. Me, my darling. How do you do? Hey, lovely.
No, he likes to be called me, baby.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so if you could.
Does he?
But he also likes to be called Hump.
Yeah.
And he also likes to be called me, baby.
Right.
So when he comes in, you can say to him,
Hump. Pause. My baby.
Right.
Oh, edit that, Captain.
There you go. Anyway, he's going to be coming in to talk about Wrexham, and then we've got to nail this trip to Wrexham down.
I know, we've had a few texts already saying when you come in.
They're up for it.
Oh, they're really
they're up for it. We're up for it.
Yep.
Global's budget is not up for it.
No.
We have so many ideas. If we had a big budget on the show, we'd have been all over the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's the same with most shows.
Well, yeah, I guess yeah. Most people.
Yeah, I suppose so. If we had more money, we'd do
it. We're going on holiday, Blackpool. I've got to be honest, if I had 8 billion in the bank, yeah. I think we've got the Maldives. Yeah. But, you know, the budget.
So anyway, Humphrey will be in. We'll chat about Wrexham and.
Yeah.
He's tall.
He is tall.
He's a Peter Crouch, 6'7".
He's been in before. He's been in the studio before.
Has he been in the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was on Zoom.
I thought he was on Zoom as well.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Oh.
I thought he'd been in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
see, I thought he'd.
Go on.
I thought he'd been on Zoom before rather than coming in.
Captain, do you remember?
Yeah, Chris is right. But, hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks, Captain.
You're welcome, Dom.
Oh, what plane are you flying currently?
Hump me, baby.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he likes. That's what he said.
Phoenix, do you remember?
I think he was on FaceTime.
Oh, God damn it. I thought he was in.
I think so, too.
I thought he'd been in.
I think we would have remembered someone that tall, but yeah. I don't know.
But how do we know he's tall then if we've only seen him on Zoom?
No, you might be right. Oh, let's have a little look.
This is going to be good. So let's.
Oh, I think I know the answer. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hold on a second.
Morning, Captain.
Now this could be good. Captain has. Hi guys, thanks for having me.
Hi guys, thanks for having me.
Okay, well let's find out then.
Humphrey Kerr from Welcome to Wrexham. Was live in the studio.
I've got it here.
There he was. There's me sat next to him.
He's wearing
a. Oh, brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh, this is going very.
Thank you. And once again, I thank you.
So, have we interviewed him?
There he is.
Twice then? Has he been on Zoom and then live in the studio? Or was he never on Zoom?
I'm going to say he was never on Zoom.
Really?
Captain.
I thought it was a guess who.
I don't.
It was a bit of a polite guess who.
Oh, but he was a guess who, but in studio, guess who.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So we were blindfolded then.
Do you remember that time that... No.
Go on,
Pip.
Do you remember that time I was adamant that the Hairy Bikers hadn't been in the studio?
Yeah.
And then James showed me a photo, not only of them being in, but I showed them to their seat, held the seats out, pushed them back in again.
It's short term, it's just memory loss on this show, isn't it?
I told you the other day, I found a photograph of me, Pete Tong and James Blunt together from years ago. And I know I've met James Blunt and I know I've met Pete Tong, but if he said, oh, you've been out with a pair of them, haven't you? I'd have absolutely argued to my death that no, I haven't. And then I came across a photo of the three of us out together, which I have zero recollection of.
I think I found that the other day. There it is. Obviously, this is very visual.
Oh, is it on the screen?
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go. That is a fat me.
Lads.
A drunk James Blunt pointing at me, and Pete Tong, who looks like an awkward dad.
That way.
And then Pippa's logging.
Yes.
So there Pete you Tong. Are on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, there he is, Pip.
And I'm wearing a little scarf around my neck.
Yeah. Oh, a cravat.
Jaunty, isn't it?
It's not a cravat.
What is that, a decorative scarf?
I'll tell you what that is. It was a bad idea.
I don't know.
God, look how fat I am. Look at the size of that.
I mean,
I could have been one of your mates, Pip.
Hey.
No, because we always got on and we have lots in common.
Of course.
It's not a flattering photo of anybody particularly.
No.
Picture, is it?
Actually, no. I think Pete looks very nice.
Yeah, well, you love Pete Tong, don't you?
I do love Pete Tong. He's got quite the tan on there.
Yeah.
Is that burning in the background?
Tommy.
I have no idea where that photo was taken.
I don't think
what it was.
What is that? No. He's got quite.
That's James Blunt, by the way. They got his name wrong.
Yeah, he's not Brian anyone.
Bombadol.
Yeah.
Bombadol. Anyway, so Humphrey will be on later to talk about Wrexham. Three promotions in a row. It is unbelievable. It's a fairy tale.
Back to back to back. Never been done, I don't think, is it?
Now, we were talking about this the other day, so I'm going to ask Humphrey about it, because I'm sure they'll be he'll be fairly open, because the documentary is fairly open.
Oh.
Yeah, let's play a song. Should we do a song?
Yeah.
Let's do that, shall we? 6:45 is the time, and you're listening to Radio X. That's the name of this radio station. And just Radio X will do. So just write down Radio X in case you ever get asked, what station do you listen to in the morning? You can tell them that you listen to the great sounds of Radio X. And with the time, it's 6:45. It's Tuesday, May 20th. Another lovely day today. The sun is just breaking through the clouds, and the music is on form. Here's Tom Jones.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa.
Who calls their mum and dad mama and papa?
I've got a problem with that song always, and I'm sorry to say it.
Go on.
And once I point it out, you'll always
know. Oh, no.
So, can you remember the lyrics?
The old hometown looks the same as he steps down from the train, because he's basically got a train home.
But he's not stepping down from the train. He's stepping down from the trainer.
Oh, no. Really?
He's got a piggyback with his personal trainer.
Oh.
Sorry.
So it's the old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. He's pulled into the train station. He's looking out the window.
That's what he should have said.
And here he goes.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train.
He's on his shoulder.
So he's not at the train station, he's at the gym.
He's in the gym as he stepped down from his trainer.
Wow.
Yeah, and his mama and papa are there to meet him.
Yeah.
That's a family gym.
Now, is it his mum and dad, or is it the band, the Mamas and the Papas, with
the
Mama Cass?
Yeah. What a voice she had.
We need clarification from Tom.
We do.
He's on the line now if you want to speak to him.
Tom is?
Yeah, I've just got to go down to the cellar and change the barrel, but you can talk to him if you like.
Well, this is very exciting. Didn't think we'd be doing this at 6:47 on Tuesday, May the 20th. Hello, Tom?
Hello, Don?
Oh,
it really is
it
Tom.
It is Tom.
Hello, Don, it's Tom Jones. Sir Tom Jones speaking.
Sir Tom, it is an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Firstly, how are you?
The old hometown looks the same. I'm very well. Hello, Don, it's me, Tom Jones.
That's right, I know, you've just said that. You know...
The weather's beautiful today. I'm here in Wales, and the sun's shining.
Yeah. We were just discussing...
Hello, Don, it's me, Tom Jones.
Hello, Tom Jones. I'm Dom, not Don, by the way. No,
Tom.
Oh, sorry, you're...
Tom Jones.
You're Tom.
I'm not Don Jones. He is the local butcher.
Right.
Butcher.
He's a local what?
He's French, you see.
He's Le Boucher.
So, yes, we call him Boucher.
Okay.
Because it's a mixture of the two words.
I didn't realize you spoke French.
Hello, Don, it's Tom Jones. Hello. Can you hear me?
Now, this is an important question, Tom, lyrics-wise. Did you step down off the train?
Not unusual to be low, by the way.
Or did you step down off the trainer?
So the story goes, my trainer,
yes,
Bryn.
Right.
He's a very big man, you see.
Okay, he must be.
And he would hold me in his arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Home and Away.
That's Home and Away. I wasn't sure if you're a big fan.
Anyway, he's so big, I need a stepladder to get off him, you see.
Right.
And so as I stepped off my trainer, I saw my mama and papa.
Right. Oh, I see. Oh. Right. Why were they there?
They've got a dual membership.
Have they?
Yeah, they go on a Wednesday.
Do they
do step class.
They do?
Step class.
Class. Okay, good. I didn't realise that.
It's me, Tom Jones.
Yes, that's right.
Hello,
Tom. When are we going for a beer again, Tom? It was one of the greatest pleasures of my life.
Whenever you like. I'm available 24/7. You name the day, I'll be there.
Okay, well, what about today?
Can't do today.
Okay. What about a week on Tuesday?
Very busy then.
Very busy then. Is any day particularly good for you?
Not really.
Okay, tomorrow?
No.
Can you do a month's time?
No.
Okay.
I'll also go for a drink with you, Pippa.
Oh, lovely.
Tell me when you're free.
Okay, this weekend?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see.
Do you want to come with us, Dom?
Yeah, would it be all right if I came?
Would you like to throw your underwear at me?
Sure. Sure, why not?
They used to do that back in the day.
You know, they did.
The ladies would throw their laundry at me.
They did.
And I'd finish the show and I'd have to wash all the knickers and bras.
Oh, did you have to do that, did you?
And then they'd wait at the stage door.
Right.
And then I'd dry them.
Yeah.
Some of them are delicate. You had to put them on a delicate wash.
Did you? Wow.
And then I'd hand them back to them.
Yeah, you'd...
Hand them back to them.
Oh, that's lovely. Well... So you're going for a drink with Pippa?
Yeah.
Can I
yeah.
come as well? Or
I'm afraid I'm busy this weekend. Oh, I'm out with a lovely yeah. lady.
Oh, no. I'm going to miss my opportunity.
And I'm meeting Pippa for a drink.
Yeah, hey. You are.
See what I did there?
And yeah. you're Tom Jones.
I know, I'm a devil.
I'm a lady.
Pippa is a lady.
I hope not. That's my sexy voice, by the way.
Just before you go, can you tell us a quick Elvis story? Because I know you and Elvis were pally back.
I was with Elvis once.
Yes.
And I said to him, you look like you got new shoes.
Mm.
And he said, I have.
Right.
I bought these shoes. I'm trying to write a new song, you see.
Yeah.
And I've got the writer's block.
Mm.
I said, oh, that's terrible, Elvis. A guy called him Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
I said, tell me about your shoes. He said, well, they're blue suede shoes. I said, hold on a second.
Oh.
You should write a song about it.
Yeah.
And he did, and the rest is history.
Oh, wow. It's gone a bit gambo.
Gambo
there. Yeah.
Wow.
Who's that?
No, Dave. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Right.
I did not know that story, Tom.
Why, I just told you it.
Why, no, I now know.
Hello, darling. It's me, Tom Jones.
Hello, Tom Jones.
I had to go now because I got no punchline for this bit.
Okay. Do you want to sing your way out of this one?
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from my personal trainer.
That's it.
And there to meet me was my mama and papa. They had a joint membership for Wednesdays.
Very good.
Well, step pass is what they did.
Oh.
And afterwards, we went to McDonald's. It's good to be the green grass of old.
Lovely.
Bye-bye,
what
Tom.
Bye-bye.
I see you later. I'm going to be Bangladesh now. So.
Okay, that's
bye-bye
right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Tom. Chris.
Oh, those barrels are heavy.
Oh, you've just missed Sir Tom Jones.
Oh, God damn.
He was on top for... He was tip-top.
We're going out for drinks this weekend.
Yeah.
Did he sound like he was from India at any point?
Towards the end, he was flirting in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can happen. And you can't do that this day and
age. Exactly.
You can do impressions of some people, but not other people.
No, that's right.
You can say what you... Now, I remember saying this on the radio...
Mm.
In the late 90s.
Yeah.
It is now 2025, and the rule still remains.
Mm.
You can say what you like about French people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do the voice. You can fill the script with negative stereotypes.
You can do, yeah.
As much as you like, and you are fine.
Yeah, seemingly so.
Travel a little bit further to other countries, and it's a big no-no.
It's true.
But with the French, you can play French music... You can say, ho-hee-ho-hee-ho.
We do.
Just eating some garlic.
Yeah.
And then I'm cycling on my bike in my stripy jumper.
With onions around my neck.
Onions around my neck. And that's fine.
Yeah. If the time ever comes in the future where, you know, all accents are kind of bad.
Yeah, yeah.
All of our shows will have dated.
Oh, we're screwed.
Well, McWobinson, I mean,
yeah.
You know, let's start there.
I mean, we had to drop loads of characters back in the day. Indian Jeff. I mean, he got called.
No, that's the...
Did Indian Jeff.
No. Chinese Cheryl. That's disappeared. Yeah.
She went.
Yeah.
Yeah. And North Korean Katie.
Yeah. Sorry, love.
Done.
Yeah.
Kippered.
Times move on, don't they?
Yeah. However, French Fanny,
she's
still lives to tell the tale.
Absolutely.
Bonjour.
She's hanging around. Yeah, we're not getting rid of her.
Zut alors, Dominique.
Oh, hello, French Fanny.
Oh, yes. Hello, I'm French Fanny.
A little bit Welsh.
I don't know where I'm from.
Yeah.
I travel the world,
Were you out with Tom last night?
Bonjour.
Ah, very good.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier?
It's very good.
Oh, boîte de pêche.
Oh.
Un bouteille de lemonade.
It's a little bit Fireman Sam, isn't it?
Bibliothèque. Ooh.
Very good. That's very good.
What a journey.
And it's only Tuesday.
I know.
Gosh.
I think it's going to be a quick week this week.
Do you think?
Is it 6:54 already?
I know.
Doesn't time fly with Tom
Jones? When you get Tom Jones on.
Yeah, time flies.
And you know what they say when time flies?
Hump. That's what he likes to be called.
Hump.
What?
Do
Do you promise?
Hump, 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 hump,
hump, like hump. Bad judo.
Hump,
I'm doing.
Hump, 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 hump.
Mama,
hump.
Do the
hump. Hump.
Hump. What would that work with?
Hump, 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 hump. Hum, hum.
Oh, Mickey is a fan a little bit.
I don't know if it'll work with sure. Tony Basil.
No.
Will it?
Well.
Was she Tony Basil?
It's the first female Tony I ever came across.
I thought Tony was a boy.
Yeah.
Ah.
Hum, 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 hum.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. It's worth trying it, though.
Something slower.
Always worth trying these things.
I tried my best.
Yeah.
It don't really work. What a show this is. What a show. I wish I was in bed listening.
Yeah, me too.
It's been brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Hum, hum. Got a new dog.
You got a new dog?
Yeah, he's only tiny. Here he is.
Hello, little fella.
Hum, hum.
All right.
Hum, 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 hum. Hum, hum, hum.
He's very
nice. He's lovely, isn't he?
He's a little cutie.
Oh, God. I need a holiday.
Yep.
My buddy's just come back. What's that all about? So, Rob DJ's on the show later doing a quiz.
Humphrey
Kerr will be on the show.
He will. Humphrey Kerr.
Humphrey Kerr will be on the show, like Africa.
Yeah.
But Humph. We'll talk about Wrexham, so if you're a big Wrexham fan, look forward to that later. And just shenanigans featuring me, Dominic Pepper, Captain Phoenix, and No James.
Hum, hum, hum.
And Dominic's got your news next. Bye.
Bye. Chris Miles
Radio. Hum.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Paddy McGuinness here to tell you about the ultimate holiday perk with On The Beach. Free fast-track airport security. So pack those shades, slap on your best smug face and enjoy that sweet fast-track freedom. On The Beach. Boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business.
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Guy Ritchie's Fountain of Youth is coming to Apple TV Plus.
You still going on adventures?
Yes, I am. I'll just ask my sister if she'd come on this one with me.
We're looking for the Fountain of Youth.
No!
The fountain must be protected.
Starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman.
So you really think you're going to find a magic pool of water at the end of this?
I don't know, but I think you want to find out.
Fountain of Youth. New movie streaming 23rd of May on Apple TV+. Subscription required.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Rollback's back at Asda. With thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like Lurpak Salted Butter 200 grams was £2.47. Now just £2.02. Tropicana Smooth Orange Juice 1.5 litres was £4.28. Now just £3.33. And 6 mini bags of Fox's Party Rings was £1.43, now just 82p. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply. Offers end May 21st.
Radio X. News update next.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top of your lungs singing, and last minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, halftime oranges, and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. Thanks for listening to The Chris Moyle Show. We have Humphrey Kerr on. Who's he? Well, he works with Wrexham Football Club, who have just won their third promotion in a row. You might have seen him on the TV show Welcome to Wrexham. He's back on the show. We'll talk to him again about 8:30 this morning. Rob DJ's got a quiz, and we've got music and jingles and adverts and maybe something funny to say. Between now and 10 o'clock, you're welcome. First of all, Dominic's got your news, sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, President Trump has talked up the prospect of peace in Ukraine after his talks with Vladimir Putin yesterday. The American leader spoke to his Russian counterpart for 2 hours yesterday afternoon. He's also claimed Kyiv and Moscow will immediately start negotiations to end the war.
My whole life is like deals, one big deal. And if I thought that President Putin did not want to get this over with, I wouldn't even be talking about it because I'd just pull out.
It's also been suggested the Vatican could host talks between the countries. In other news, Israel's prime minister has rejected calls from Britain, France and Canada to stop its military offensive in Gaza. The allies have warned they'll take concrete action if Israel doesn't change course and lift a blockade on aid. Sir Keir Starmer says a new deal between the UK and the EU represents a mood change with the bloc. The Prime Minister's rejected criticism of the new pact, which includes agreements on trade and security. Former sub-postmasters will reportedly be compensated by the post office over a data breach. The names of more than 500 victims of the Horizon IT scandal were accidentally leaked online last June. And weather forecasts in the UK are going to get more accurate because of a new supercomputer. The Met Office says it'll be able to make 14-day forecasts almost as accurate as 7-day ones.
Sport.
Premier League title winners Liverpool twice let a lead slip as they suffered a 3-2 defeat to Brighton last night. Substitute Jack Hinchelwood's late goal earned the host the win at the Amex. Arne Slot's team haven't won in the three games since they were crowned champions. Doesn't matter.
From the moment onwards when they scored a 2-2, I think momentum swung their way. And then they scored their third goal, which was also a close margin. These games are close margins because two very good teams on the pitch. And unfortunately, we didn't score the third.
Manchester City know a win at home to Bournemouth tonight would keep their top five hopes in their own hands, while FA Cup winners Crystal Palace take on Wolves at Selhurst Park. It's understood Mateus Cunha is going to join Manchester United from Wolves. The forward has a £62.5 million release clause. Cunha wants to play for United, with a deal expected to be agreed next week.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Should be mainly dry, warm and sunny for the UK today. A few showers developing in the north and the west later. Temperatures up to around 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Right, 3 minutes past seven. It's Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening to the show. I've got something lovely to play for you.
Oh. What have you got?
I've got some audio to play.
Oh.
Oh.
And I hope that you enjoy the audio I have to play for you.
Lovely.
And this is the audio here.
Nowadays, a lot of good stuff is made in China. Everybody knows it, right? But somehow, in other places, things made in China end up costing more. I don't know why, I don't know who did it, but frankly speaking, it's a little messed up,
There you are.
Nice.
That's very good.
That's very good.
Now, who's that?
That?
It's a very good whoever it is.
It is.
That is somebody that I stumbled upon over the weekend on YouTube.
Right.
Whose name is Real Chinese Trump.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he sounds like this.
Guys, you know where we are? We're in Chongqing, China. Look at this. We're literally in the sky. Look at this. It's so high. It's so high. It's like we're walking in the sky. And the city is tremendous. If you look down there, it's like so many floors.
That's really wow. good.
And when you see him,
yeah,
I had to double take and go, is that him doing the voice?
Right.
And he's brilliant.
Now, do you want to pop him on the screen?
Yeah, you can pop. I put his the shorts are good.
I've muted him in case, like, so just so you can see him, Dom. But
right,
because
okay.
I haven't checked it.
Sure,
yeah.
But you can have yeah. a little look, Dom.
So this is him.
Nowadays, a lot of good stuff is made in China. Everybody knows.
Wow.
It. But somehow, in other places, things made in China end up costing more. I don't know why. I don't know who did it. But frankly speaking, it's a little messed up. It's a little messed up.
You would never put those two together. The face and the voice, would you? It's incredible.
But he's got the double thing. It's a little messed up. It's a little messed up.
Yeah.
But he's got it
And he
down.
Does that little, like, you know, like every now and again, Donald Trump does a little Kermit.
Yeah. He does, yeah.
Very good.
What's that figure on the right of that video? That's not how many views he's had, is it?
What video is that of him in the car? Where did you find that?
It's just called The Best Trump Impersonator Is This Chinese Guy.
Oh, wow.
Is this Chinese guy?
How do I find that?
What did I search? Oh, let's have a little look. I just searched real Chinese Trump.
Right.
Oh.
And it's...
it comes up.
It's the first, if you scroll down, 3. Yeah.
Real Chinese Trump. I don't know his name. I don't know much about him, but he's very, very good. We need to check the audio of him in the car because that guy in the car next to him is freaking out.
That's very good.
Yeah. And he's got the little pout, isn't he? He's got the pout going on.
Yeah. He's good, isn't he?
And his hands doing the little accordion. Is it the accordion?
Yes, yeah.
Because someone's right. done... Have you seen the video someone's edited together of someone put an accordion in his hand?
Yes. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea.
It's really good.
He is very good.
So there you are.
Isn't he?
How... I'm just listening to one. I just listened to another one. I'm just yeah. right. checking.
I can't okay. do a Trump. Can you, Pip?
This is how you do it, Dom.
A lot of people ask me, they want to know it's so bad. They want to know it's so bad. They want to know, how does America sound in Chinese? In Chinese. Like, how China sound in English.
Very good. Is he getting, like, ridiculous amounts of views? I imagine he would be.
Again, it's one of those things where some videos get like 20,000 and others get 9.9 million. This yeah. is the big one.
Nowadays, a lot of good stuff is made in China. Everybody knows it, right? But somehow in other places, things made in China end up costing more. I don't know why. I don't know who did it. But frankly speaking, it's a little messed up. It's a little messed up.
That's lovely.
It's a little messed up. It's a little messed up.
It's good, isn't it? There you go.
Trump's been having a go at Bono as well. Have you seen this?
Oh, no.
He's been having a go at Bono, Bruce Springsteen, Oprah Winfrey, and lots of other celebs who supported Kamala Harris during the last election campaign.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's naming them. He's naming them shamelessly. And Bruce Springsteen, he said he never liked his music anyway.
Of course. They always do that.
What, he's been born in the USA?
Bono, are you on the... Bono's on line... What's the line? 3? Bono, are you on line 3?
Yes.
Oh, there's Bono there.
Oh, hey, Bono. How are you?
Oh, yes.
Good. There you go.
We were just saying Donald Trump doesn't like you very much, I don't think.
Get lost.
No, I'm serious. I've just been reading it now. That's got to be upsetting.
Yes.
Good morning, Bono, by the way.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, my friend. So we're talking about...
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Definitely embarrassing.
Yeah. He's had a go at you.
And that is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Beyonce as well.
Doesn't bother you though, does it?
No.
No, no, no.
Can you do a Donald Trump impression, Bono?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you want to give
me
it now? Or?
You should be very careful.
Oh,
well, we will be careful. Don't say anything too rude.
will you?
No, I don't.
No, I didn't know. Well, I didn't ask you. Don't say anything too rude, will you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, let's see your Donald Trump impression. What are you going to say?
Mumford and Sons.
Oh, it's good. Mm. It's not classic Trump, is it?
Nirvana.
Rise.
The Beatles. And the Stones.
And so who's that meant to be?
Donald Trump.
I think the Chinese guy's better.
Only marginally.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
it's kind of humorous.
It's not kind of humorous.
Oh, yes.
Right. I mean, maybe it's just a band you were saying.
Probably Arctic Monkeys.
Again, that just sounds like you. So
it's not really a very YouTube thing to do.
What, impressions of Donald Trump?
No, not really.
Okay.
Fair.
Nice. Were incredible last night.
Thank you very much. Let's not talk about that on the air.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I better go.
Okay. Bye, bye-bye.
Bye, Bono. Bye, Bono.
There he goes. He's gone. Yes. Bono there.
Laying into loads of people.
Now, I don't know how to pronounce this man's name, but
Bono.
Just...
It's like Bono.
It's Bono.
No, Bono.
No.
And also the impersonator.
Yes.
It's called Rui G. Ruige.
Oh, I think that's pronounced Rui G.
Is it?
Rui G.
Where would
it's
I
probably not.
That?
It's probably nothing like that, is it? He's called Rui.
Rui's a good name, isn't it?
Rui G. And that one says Chen Rui, so one of those. Rui, okay. I think let's just go for Rui.
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 Well, he's very good.
Yeah, very good.
He is very good, isn't he? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So there you are. I'll try and find more. Captain.
Hello there.
Feel free to try and find some more audio of Chinese Trump.
Hey, I'll have a little dig through now, shall I?
Because I've not checked any of it. I don't think any of it's rude.
No.
He doesn't strike me as someone who'd F and Jeff, actually.
Who, Donald?
No.
I've found the one of the man in the car. Of him in the car.
Oh,
well.
But
the title is Chinese Trump Doesn't Give an F. So I'm not going to play that on the air without checking it. Because I like my job. Simple as that. And we've slipped up there quite a few times. All right, it's 12 minutes past 7. It is Tuesday and here's what's coming up.
Radio X. Coming up. More from Chris and the team on Pippa Taylor's final week on The Chris Moyle Show.
What? No!
We welcome from Wrexham, a star from Welcome to Wrexham to Radio X, Humphrey Kerr, after 8.
That's right.
Hump.
Plus, we have letters from Dominic Byrne and the Radio X Record of the Week from the Kooks. Well done for choosing to make your Tuesday better by rocking with The Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
And now here's song number one. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Razorlight.
Been here too long, the songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same, but then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty, the streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know we won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. Well, the boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. Then every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret anything I've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright.
you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be all.
One of my loveliest, silliest memories of being in the pub on a Sunday with a group of friends, and my friend was there who's in the band Razorlight. He plays the drums. It's called Andy Burrows.
Very good drummer as well, isn't he?
And I played air drums to the intro of In the Morning.
Mm.
And he goes, what are you doing? I went, that's the beginning to In the Morning there. And he goes, oh, show me again. Let me see it. So he goes, let's play the song on your phone and then do the air drum.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, it's not bad. It's actually more like this, though. And so if you were the other side of the pub, you would have just seen me and Andy playing invisible drums together.
That's cool.
He's nice, isn't he, Andy?
That and your man from...
oh, no. I always get his name wrong.
The Specials? No, who did Too Much Too Young?
Yeah, but it was The Specials, wasn't it?
Much too young.
And I used to drink in the same pub as him. We had a lock-in one night, and I ended up going, I love that drum intro.
Yeah.
And he went, what's that? I said, what? He said, that's not the drum intro. It's Too Much Too Young. Mm. He goes, it's... And I went, that's what I just did. He goes, no, you didn't. And I went... He goes, no, it's got a roll at the top. And I went, too much... Does it? I thought it was Too Much Too Young. He goes, no, it's Too Much Too Young. Like that. And I'm like, okay, so it's got the roll like that. Yeah. And we're doing it on the side of the bar in the pub.
Barman's loving it.
Right? And they have like one of those brass kind of pole things.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you call that. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And so he's going, and I'm going, he goes, that's it, yeah. So it's Too Much Too Young. And then Steve from behind the bar went, he just came out of nowhere and went, oh my God, will you stop?
I don't blame him.
All he could hear from the other side of the room was,
what was his name? That man, well, the drummer man.
I've got the list of all of them here, but there's so many past members.
Oh, I'll tell you.
It's the one with a slightly unusual surname.
He died a few years ago.
Yeah.
We lost him a few years ago.
There's a Jerry, Horace, Linville, Roddy, Terry Neville, John, Dick, Rico.
That's a hell of a name.
Wow.
They're not all drummers, though, from that band. They're all past members of the band. It's certainly not Terry.
Oh.
His job was singer.
Is it John someone?
Silverton Hutchinson?
No.
Oh.
It's something like Triggle or Trinkle.
No, you're mixing up.
Who am I getting mixed up with?
You're mixing up.
I'm getting
the drummer from The Specials.
Yes.
With your man from Buzzcocks.
Yes. Oh, yes, I am. Do you know him as well?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Right,
and I see him every so often.
And what's his name again?
Okay,
Diggle, isn't it?
He's Steve Diggle.
Oh, Dick Diggle in my head.
Steve Diggle.
Yeah.
Steve Diggle.
Yes.
Was your man from Buzzcocks.
Yes.
Okay.
Who I also get mixed up with Ocean Colour and Steve Craddock.
Right, again.
Don't know why.
And he was never in The Specials.
No.
What about H. Bembridge?
Huh?
No.
Oh, dear. I think so.
John Bradbury.
Oh, that's it. Mm.
Yeah.
Nothing like Trinkle.
John Bradbury.
Surname.
Wow, 2015 he passed away.
Oh.
But yeah, I have fond memories of just him and me.
Annoying the barman.
Too Much Too Young, which, by the way, is a hell of a tune. Maybe I'll stick that in the...
Oh, it's great. It's a timeless classic, that one.
The Platinum Hour.
Mm.
Too Much Too Young. Oh, it's so good. Let's try and find it. Here we go. Too Much Too Young.
Too Much Too Young.
You don't... Even then, it's different to what I was just doing.
It is, yeah.
So there you are. That's
too
it.
Too Much Too Young. You don't too much. Much too young. You're married with a kid when you should be having fun with me.
Anyway, there you go. That's it. Lovely. And if you are a drummer in a band and you'd like to sit in a pub and teach me air drums, then I am available and I blooming well love it.
You're a very good drummer, actually.
I'm not at all.
I think you're pretty good.
Captain's a better drummer than me. I can blag the drums, but I can't actually play the drums properly.
You've drummed with Stereophonics. You've drummed with Kaiser Chiefs.
My drumming with Kaiser Chiefs is actually very good.
You've drummed with Mark Ronson. Do you remember when they wrote that song about me doing the weather?
Did I play the drummers on that?
Yes, you had a go. So can I have a go on the drums? And you did. It was good.
Did actually. I actually play on the track? I didn't play on the track, though, did I?
Don't think so. No, they didn't have you on the track.
Captain!
Hello there.
Can you get the audio of me drumming with Kaiser Chiefs, please?
I will have a look right now.
It's on the YouTube.
Mm.
I'm very good.
I'm very good.
They say I'm the best. They say I'm probably the best drummer that's ever been. Who's that impression of Yogi Bear? Sounded like today. I don't know why. The Chris Miles Show. Anyway, 7:21.
The Chris Miles Show
with Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean... I just wanted you to see my new Wix kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wix, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
This year, stay one step ahead of the energy price cap with E.ON Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So if the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Beat the price cap and save with E.ON Next. Switching is a breeze. Visit eonnext.com today. Next pledge is a 12-month fixed-term tariff, rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the UK, there are nearly 3 million lost pensions.
Find us.
At AJ Bell, we're on a mission to reunite you with yours. In fact, every time we track down a pension, we ring a bell. It's really quite fun. If you love the sound of bells, it's definitely not a little annoying. Can we turn the music up a bit? These bells are doing my head in. Open an account today and let us help find your long-lost pension pots. AJ Bell. Feel good investing. Pension criteria apply. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On
today's 4 till 7 thing.
I'll be asking Jimmy Page what his favourite ukulele is.
Well, I'll learn how to cook vegetarian bear claw soup.
And I'll be delivering TJ's terrific Tuesday topical top 10. Today, we play our flights right. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7.
It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At Morrison's, we're all about barbecue season. Come rain or shine, we've got you covered. Because at Morrison's, over 500 products are price matched at Aldi and Lidl, including British beef quarter pounders, chicken wings, cheese slices, and the all-important Warburton's 12 white bread rolls. So whether it's burgers in the sunshine or chicken wings in the drizzle, that's everything you need to save you shopping around.
Morrison's, to shop at Morrison's.
For full terms and conditions and verifications, visit my.morrison's/price-match-terms.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
I'm Paul, and I'm the biggest voice on the biggest show, and we're all brilliant.
I've got to be honest, bear claw soup, though, sounds delicious. I'm looking forward to Santa's recipe for that. Thank you, Johnny Vaughan and the team. How is Johnny? I never see him, because we're on at different times of the day. There's only like 6 hours between his show and my show, but we rarely see each other.
No, we don't.
Which is fine, that does me. I'm all right with that.
But he's good, doesn't he?
I like Johnny, but I don't need to see him every day.
Why don't you send him a little message?
Saying what?
Hello.
Hello, Johnny.
Thinking of you.
Thinking of you currently at this moment because we're talking about you.
Yeah.
But
that's nice.
Send him a video.
Not walking around. Oh, I'm sending him. He's listening. He can listen. It's the radio, isn't it?
That's it.
You send him a message if you want.
No, it's fine.
Don't you want to send Johnny Vaughan a message? Why do you hate Johnny Vaughan?
What have you got against Johnny
Vaughan? Why do you hate kids?
We do message sometimes anyway, me and Johnny.
Does he ever message you, Dom?
No, I don't get messages from Johnny.
Ever?
No.
I think it's because he doesn't like you.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think we have each other's numbers. I don't think I've got Johnny's
Keep it that way.
Yeah.
Keep it that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
One day he found a website where you could try on glasses and virtual reality. Like, you know, like reading glasses and sunglasses.
Yeah.
He sent me about 4 or 5 pictures.
See, that's lovely.
Of him wearing VR glasses.
Right. That's great, though. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But anyway, Johnny, thank you very much, and I shall look forward to the 4 till 7 thang this afternoon from 4 o'clock on Radio X. We've seen a lot of our fellow DJs. Dan O'Connell popped in to see us the other day.
He did. That was nice to see Dan.
And I'll tell you what, it was so weird because that was the same day I lost my watch and my wallet and my house keys and my trousers.
Yeah. And your trousers.
How did he do that?
That man will nick anything.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spells. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart. Gone.